You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Entrepreneurship.
Part of the community. The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
If you love preparing food, it doesn't take too much to begin dreaming of launching your own business, maybe making and selling your grandma's famous pickles or your special pies. But all too often, dreams like that crash into the cold wall of reality, and the result? Broken hopes and dreams and lost capital. Enter the Incubator Kitchen at the Grand Rapids Downtown Market. It's helping fledgling food entrepreneurs grow their business without risking their life savings. Mimi Fritz is with us now. She's the president of the Grand Rapids Downtown Market. Great to have you on The Next Idea, Mimi.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
What is an incubator kitchen?
Well, it's multiple things. First and foremost, what we use our kitchen for is a place for folks that perhaps maybe have a recipe or an idea related to a food product. And it's required by law, with the exception of the cottage food industry, for folks to produce their products for sale in a commercial kitchen. And this is a commercial kitchen where individual businesses or individuals can get licensed to produce their food products and then sell to the public. And oftentimes we have, as you said, a dream or a hope or an idea, and folks come in, and it takes a long time for them to actually start with that idea and then actually move into food production. So this venue gives them the opportunity to do that.
So you can dip a toe or more in the water without falling in fully.
You can. We help with recipe development, label creation, working with the USDA and the various county boards in order to help food producers produce viable products in order to sell.
And doing it, again, as you say, within the parameters of licensing requirements. So if I'm the one that wants to sell my special pie, I don't have to try to raise the money to buy all that equipment. I can come to your incubator kitchen and also get this extra help.
That's correct. We have a 5,000-square-foot kitchen. We can have up to five businesses in there at a time doing different kinds of production. And we also use our kitchen as a classroom for a culinary school that's located within our building. So we have multiple uses for it. We're actually not only producing startup food businesses, but we're working on producing young chefs as well.
Give us an idea of some of the tenants you have at the Incubator Kitchen.
Sure. We have a variety, anything from sauerkraut to kombucha to cold-pressed coffee, vegan meat, various bakeries, caterers in the community, and also food trucks. We have at any given time about 20 to 25 different tenants using our kitchen, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we know a lot of folks that have these startup businesses have other jobs, so it's really critical that we have our facility available to them when they're available.
And what do you hear from these folks? What does the incubator kitchen mean for them to try to realize that dream of being a food producer?
They're very grateful. It truly gives them the opportunity to go after a dream. And oftentimes we see that dream come to a reality, and that's really the fun part. It doesn't always happen, but when it does happen, it's truly exciting, and we celebrate that right alongside of our tenants.
Now, do they pay you for this space, or how does the funding work?
Our nonprofit 501c3 Education Foundation oversees the programs as well as the incubator kitchen component of the downtown market. And the funding comes through various fund development opportunities that we go after. And also it's funded through an hourly rate that the tenants pay. We know that oftentimes folks don't have the capital, or they'd have their own facility. So our rates are very low. They range anywhere from $9 to $25 an hour, depending on the space that they're located within. They can also lease the whole kitchen if they prefer, but most folks just will rent one or two areas.
What can a community incubator kitchen like what you have at the Grand Rapids Downtown Market mean for the economy and the business climate of a city?
Actually, that's why the incubator kitchen was created, is really it's an economic development project, which is what the Grand Rapids Downtown Market is in its entirety. The kitchen was developed for just the sheer fact of starting food businesses and hoping and helping them to launch and grow into larger businesses. the model was designed where they could start up in our kitchen, move into one of our markets, eventually become a permanent vendor in our market hall, and then potentially grow beyond that. What we're seeing is many folks are actually skipping a lot of those steps, and they're moving right into their own production facilities. Once they get picked up by a regional or national distributor, the capacity that our kitchen has, even though it's the largest one in the state of Michigan, is still not large enough for if you got picked up by a Spartan Nash or a Meijer or even a Whole Foods.
So they've, but meantime, they've gotten the guidance and the hand-holding. There's been a kind of a safe lane to be in to be able to be at that point where you can get picked up by a Spartan or a Meijer.
Absolutely. We have an incubator kitchen manager on staff that walks them through the very initial startup steps. We accept folks into the kitchen that are very serious about their products, and business plans are critical. We review those with them. We also work with various startup organizations in the area, whether it's the Latino Business Development Center or the Small Business Development Center, GROW, which is another organization that starts women-owned businesses, and Start Garden. So we offer all kinds of opportunities for folks to learn from some of these other organizations that exist to start up businesses in themselves, from marketing, financial, accounting, you name it. The resources are there. We also have a partnership with Varnum Law Firm, which offers our tenants the opportunity to have $5,000 worth of free legal advice as they're starting their businesses up. So our goal is to set them up for success, and we do that from every which way that you can imagine.
And this is something that could be replicated. I know yours isn't the only incubator kitchen in the state, but this could be done with tweaks to whatever the area needs very easily.
Absolutely. There are any number of incubator kitchens in the state, and oftentimes folks will use church kitchens because those are commercial kitchens, but they're also only available on the schedule of the other institutions. So it's not an inexpensive, it's a very large investment to start an incubator kitchen, but at the end of the day, what it does is it allows all these startup businesses to have the opportunity to grow and succeed in communities.
You could learn a lot more about the incubator kitchen at the Grand Rapids Downtown Market by going to downtownmarketgr.com. Mimi Fritz is the president of the Downtown Market. Thank you so much, Mimi, for being a part of The Next Idea.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.